Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. May the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere. Maranatha.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day of grace. Another opportunity, Lord, to be gathered with the saints, to have access by faith to stand in your presence, Lord, and we are in your presence. We would present ourselves in righteousness and holiness and humility, O God. Subdue our iniquity. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Give you the glory. Do your name. Help us today to walk in your way, to represent you well. We are your witnesses. So cause us to walk worthy of the vocation when we're called in Jesus' name. Help me to speak as I ought to speak in the manner and spirit, O God. Have thine way, Lord. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, that was a joyous time, huh? The baptism. Brother Dennis had the pool nice and pretty, didn't he? Y'all see that? Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. I think everybody's still with us, save Brother Spencer. Is that right? Well, I sure miss him. Hallelujah. You know what Brother Stair said about him? He's a jewel. Amen. You know what I said? They're all jewels. You know what he said? You know what I mean. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him. Live more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him. Little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Thank God good. He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him. Live more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Live more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, there were times, you know, that Kurt wanted to hogtie Brother Spencer. Because Brother Spencer would get up early in the morning. He called on Jesus. Oh, well, he couldn't help it. He needed some help. That's what I do. Kurt needed help, too, but he put it off, you know. See, I'll get some when I get up. That's what Brother Spencer said. He said, I'm up. I need some help. They did okay. But I'm sure, you know, that's how it is when we being men live together. Brother Timothy said there was times he wanted to dust me. Isn't that right, Tim? All right, praise the Lord. I still love you, though. Brother Spencer, you want to dust him, too? Absolutely. But we love each other, don't we? Well, that's what matters. When we forget that, then we're in trouble. Hallelujah. Of course, you hadn't always been pleased with me, have you?
Not always.
This is just the truth. I don't know why you all get so excited. Praise the Lord. You know, with many of them, God was not well pleased. You know, he still loves us. And that is amazing that God would love us. We don't really realize. No, the love of God. Tongue and pen can never tell. Goes beyond the high star, reaches to the lowest hell. Hallelujah. So help me, Jesus. I need your help. Yeah, when I wake up in the morning, I'm calling on Jesus. Yeah, when I go to bed at night, I'm calling on Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I like the word, my heart is indicting a good matter. I like that. So, you know, if I deviate from that, I try to make it so. If I'm not thinking on the right things or not thinking right about the things I'm thinking on, then I try to get back into the right place where my heart is indicting a good matter. Huh? Of course, that's what the Lord has done, who he is, how great he is. Huh? That's the good thing, because God is great, greatly to be praised. He's great enough that we shouldn't deviate and think about stupid stuff. However, we make the temporal stuff more important than the eternal. Of course, we say we have a right to. You know what Neil did to me? So I'm justified in departing from thinking on that which is good and perfect, so I can dwell on foolishness, you know. Praise the Lord. Well, we're not justified in it. You know, in fact, we're only justified in Jesus Christ. That's the truth. Right, no matter what you do, no matter what you don't do, he's our justifier, our sanctifier, our redeemer. Hallelujah. Now, see, this is what happens when your heart is in that in a good matter. When it's not. Well, you know what Neil did to me. You know what Terry did. You know what Owen don't do. That's when your heart's not in that. See, I speak plainly. Well, we're almost done then, aren't we? Now, how do you all wake up? With some wayward thought? Even if you do, you can bring it into captivity. You don't have to let it come out of here. Well, Pastor, you always say the same thing. I hope that never changes. I hope that never changes. Praise the Lord. But yeah, like you, I have to go through this jungle, live in this body. But God's grace is sufficient. It's what I'm telling you. I know you say, well, I think on other things because people do me wrong. Well, I told you the answer to that, too. You just won't believe me. You're still trying to do it your way, huh? As long as folk do you wrong, your heart will never indict a good man. Huh? When you really believe that you get less than your iniquity, then your heart will indict a good man. Yes, it will. So I know what's going on when you say certain things or you send certain text messages. Then I know your heart is not indicted in a good man. Huh? Thank God for being merciful to me, a sinner. Your heart's indicted in a good man. Hallelujah. Huh? But we're reluctant to do those things. We're even reluctant to sing the songs. I'm surprised how we sing. You know what? that's our testimony. I mean, that's our offering to God. Here we are, the singers and the shouters and the dancers. We say everybody know that, but, you know, undeserving. Yeah, we all know it. Yes, we do. But we're justified in not joining in, aren't we? We didn't join in, though, huh?
Hallelujah.
But still, we're justified freely by his grace, even though we didn't join in. See what I'm saying? So you not joining in and coming up with your lame excuse don't justify you. We're justified freely by God's grace. Now, because of that, you ought to always join in. Now, that's right. Absolutely. You got an offering for God, you should give it to him. You shouldn't hold it back. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Parable is not equal in the mouth of a fool. It's the same way with the truth, you know. For the truth to do us some good, we'll have to receive it in righteousness. Let me God. Is God and he always will be God. Hallelujah. Of course, some are offended by that. They say we should say Yahweh. Well, I will. Yahweh is Yahweh. And he always will be Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
See? Is that all right? And Jehovah will be Jehovah. Yeah, Yahshua will be Yahshua. And Jesus will be Jesus. Hallelujah. Men just like contention. You know what contention is, don't you? Well, we know, but we don't know. Huh? You can have a contentious spirit. And whatever somebody say, it won't be right. You'll have to rephrase it. That's contentious. That's contentious. That's contentious. Hallelujah. And like everything, it's a spirit. Hallelujah. Now your mind say, I'm not contentious, but your spirit say you are. You know what the Spirit of God say? We're sons of God. Huh? That's a good map. We can, you know, let our hearts indict on that. Or I see Timothy's looking at Ann this morning. I guess he's trying to see if she's encouraged in the Lord. That's good, though. That's good. I look every morning to see if joy's back. See, I don't look for wrong. I look for right. I look for the joy to be back. The rock joy is not back, but we still have our joy. Because, yeah, what God gives us is ours. We may neglect it. We may forfeit it. But no one can take it. Hallelujah. So we got nothing to complain about. Huh? When we don't have any joy, it's not because of what somebody did. Oh, no. Praise the Lord. When our heart doesn't indict a good matter, it's not because of what someone did. Hallelujah. When we're murmuring and complaining, it's not about what someone else has done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God reveals to whomsoever he will, whatsoever he will, whensoever he will. Don't forget it. He taketh the wise in his own craftiness. He resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. The prophet Isaiah said, in the speaking for God, all day long, I stretch forth my hand to a disobedient and gainsaying people. Whatever I say, they don't do it, and they rephrase it so it sounds right to them. That's what gainsaying is. You know that? You just deny. Right. Praise the Lord. And you fix it up and dress it up, put dressing on it, and then you say, this is how it ought to be. You shouldn't say, Pastor Rice, that we should join in singing when we're gathered here to sing. Well, I shouldn't have to say it. I shouldn't have to say it. No? In fact, y'all ought to say, let's do it again, Pastor Rice. I'll join in. But some say, well, I hope he don't do that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, why does the caged bird sing? Because it has a song. Now, who said that? That's a wise quote from somebody. Some Christian lady, I think. What's her name? Who? No. Hallelujah. But no, she was a noted Christian woman. Anyway, I think she had a poem or a book, Why Does the Caged Bird Sing? I didn't read the book. Who? Because he has a song. Well, why should Christians sing? I see. In my heart there rings a melody. He gave me a song in the night. I will sing unto the Lord. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him, a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him, a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all making me work hard. I'm glad God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Hallelujah. Well, if we were in the military and the colonel walked in and we didn't stand up, we'd be in trouble. There it is. Maya Angelou. I know why the caged bird sings. Amen. So do I. Hallelujah. Though we're in prison, we're still free. That's what we sing. Huh? In my heart, there rings a melody. Glory, glory. Well, let's look at the other reason. If we're here and we don't sing, why is that? Not because God hasn't given us one, though. We haven't received it. Praise the Lord. We won't make room for it. We've got our complaint in there. Huh? Yeah, we do. We mourn. Well, let's, in the Psalms, you know, David said, I mourn in my spirit and I make a complaint. Yeah, we do, don't we? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm trying to get through this. Oh, thank you, Lord. Maybe I don't sing in the right key. I don't know much about key. Really, I don't. Of course, you know, they taught us basic stuff in school. The do, re, mi, fa, you know, whatever. The scales and such, but hallelujah. Man can only do what he can do. Every man has his proper gift of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But if we do it unto the Lord, do it unto, he'll receive. No matter how nice and pretty we sing, it don't mean that God will receive it or accept it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. All day long, this is how it starts out in Isaiah. The ox knoweth his owner. The ass, his master's crib. All but my people, they does not consider. That's how it starts out. So all day long, all day long, all day. All day long, I stretch forth my hand. You know, God's word to you is stretching forth the hand. You know, it's come to me, return. We aren't going to get happy about it, though, are we? He said, I've stretched forth my hand to a disobedient and gainsaying people. Hallelujah. I found this in my Bible this morning. It's not the scriptures, but it's still true. It's about the scriptures. It's still true, though, huh? You know, the truth and the truth about the truth and the truth about the truth about the truth. Hallelujah. But this is true. The scriptures presents a continuous contrast between the Creator's goodness and grace and humanity's sin and rebellion. All through the book. They are proud, rebels, trust in themselves rather than God. creating chaos rather than peace. And the constant pleading of God to the unfaithful, unholy, and unthankful is returned. This is the scriptures. Constant pleading of God to this rebellious people. Unthankful. Unfaithful. Return. Hallelujah. Well, what's our answer? That's in the scripture too. Y'all want to hear God's people's answer when he said return? Or their response? How about that? Want to hear the response? I've got a few scriptures. I'll read them. If you're going to receive it as the word of God, good. If it's just something to fill in your time, too bad. Hallelujah. How often I would have. Yeah. Gathered you as a hen doth a brood. But you would not. See? You would gather us now. We would not. Some won't gather now. They have more important things to do. Some are gathered, but they're not here. There's more important things for them to dwell on. Their heart has to indict some other matter than a good matter. Lord, have mercy. Surely, surely, as a wife treacherously depart from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel. Now, we maintain that we're Israel, don't we? No. God said so. Well, here's the story on us. Anybody want the news? Publish and conceal not. All right. Cry aloud. Spare not. Amen. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. A voice was heard up on the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel. For they have perverted their ways. They have perverted their way. And they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord, our God. Truly, in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly, in the Lord, our God, is the salvation of Israel. Thank you, Lord. So, what happens, Pastor Rice? Well, we all, in some way, agree to these things, but, you know, in spirit and application, I can't get an affirmative. You know, just like with the singing. We all agree that we should sing unto the Lord, but when I invite you to do it, there's still some. We did it twice. There was still some that wouldn't. They could just say la 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 or something. You know, I mean, it's a simple song. Yeah, it is. Praise the Lord. They do sign language, something. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So I'm perplexed, you see. Hallelujah. Here we say, God is good, he's so good, and we won't make any effort to declare his goodness, to show forth gratitude for his goodness. Do you know how good God is? Do you know you're undeserving? Are you going to slow down on your complaining then, aren't you? Well, you... No, Pastor, I'm just going to put it all together. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Well, we don't, but we do. Yeah, I mean, who we are, we really have nothing to complain about. Nothing. Hallelujah. It's just a diversion to keep us from our heart indicting a good matter.
Thank you, Jesus.
And our tongue speaking right things.
Yes, Lord.
All these other things
Amen.
Are devotion.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
now, what,
Jesus.
God called us so that our heart would indite a good matter, that we would be mindful of him, that we would meditate upon his law. Lo and behold, lo and behold, lo and behold, we would do that, but we have to meditate upon these things that folk do, or that they fail to do, or how they fail to honor me, or, you know, so I can't meditate upon the law of the Lord. Sometimes, but I got to take time out for this. And we're justified, aren't we? Thank you, Lord. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. So, truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills. In other places, it's said like this. Neither is there salvation in any other. Any other name. Well, there's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. So salvation is certainly not in our way. No, they're too low. Yeah, his ways are higher above our ways than the heavens are above the earth. So salvation is not in our way. Hallelujah. Peace is not in our way. Righteousness is not in our way. We can't attain unto it. We would have to confess, though. See, y'all see what's going on? Just like I said, the scriptures present a continuous contrast between God's goodness and grace and man's sin and rebellion. We don't even have to try. It's just natural. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For shame, shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against the Lord, we and our fathers, from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Well, where have we despised thee, O God? Where have we robbed you? Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, that's the form of self-justification, you know. When the preaching goes forth and the Spirit, you know, come talk to you and you say, well, why are you over here talking to me? Why aren't you over there bothering Timothy? Praise the Lord. Now, the Spirit is for conviction.
Yes, amen.
Not condemnation.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But our wretchedness will take it for condemnation.
Amen.
You know that, don't you? You can find it in the third chapter of John.
You,
light is coming to the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Life, truth.
Yes.
But men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
Right. Amen.
So they don't come to the light because the light will say, that's evil.
Right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what it says about us not joining in the singing.
Right.
The light, y'all listen to me now. I'm going to preach it. The light said, when y'all don't join in with the singing, the truth said that's evil.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you're going to argue with that, you might as well leave now. All my speech is going to be like this. Am I not open and upfront? And every time I sing and you don't sing, I'm going to look at you and I'm going to say that's evil. And even though there's some still won't sing. You see what I'm saying? That's why I said, my God. And these people say they love the Lord. Huh? Well, do we love the Lord? Absolutely. Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know why, though? That's because he loves us. And we have the option to receive his love and continue in his love.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So do we consider ourselves as a wife treacherously departing from her husband? Is that how we consider ourselves? Well, I don't have much of a... Thank you, brother. Thank you, Lord. I mean, we already gave you the answer. Thank you, Lord. Now, so God is the one with the complaint. Not us. Because he created us. Why? For his own pleasure. And we belong to him. And it's right for him to do what he wants to with his own. And we just reject that all the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all understand that? The righteous God say it's right for a man to do what he wants with his own. So it's right for God to do what he wants with his own. Because actually, man really have nothing good. No. God can give him good, and he can receive it. But then it's right for him to do with what God wants, because it's still God. Everybody understand? Well, he gave it to me. Well, you belong to God. It's just like my son's room in my house. So the stuff that's yours, you are his too. So all that you have is his. But he's gracious now. He said, all that I have is yours. And we still say, what a bad deal. Man, if I knew that, I'd say, sit down, Pastor Rice, let me sing. I said, my God, surely I'm going to sing to a God like this. Give me everything he got. Woo! Hallelujah. That's how I see it. But I can't provoke. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, all it reveals is there's something not right. Everybody understand? And we like to maybe cover it up, which is not the right thing to do. It's not right, not right. So the first thing you do is admit it. Confess it. And then ask God to help you.
Thank you, Lord.
See? Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Now, some people are not comfortable singing except in the shower. But we're not going to go worship God in your shower. We won't do that. That wouldn't be proper. Okay, so you'll have to come here with us, as he's showering the blessings and sing. Is that all right? There shall be showers of blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I'm not comfortable standing up talking to folk. Absolutely not. It'd be nicer if they looked kind, though. But anyway, this is what I'm called to do. You know, like God, he's love. And he said, hey, y'all come let me love you.
Hallelujah.
No. Y'all don't know that's what scripture says.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said, come. Yahweh say, let me love y'all.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Y'all don't know that?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Edie.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank God for grace.
We like to, I don't know, we love lies.
Thank you, Lord.
Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. I'm telling the truth.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, it's a miracle God would even put up with us. He does know all about us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I've got more. Search the scriptures. You want to search them, brother? This is a rebellious people. You find it in the scriptures? Amen. If you don't find it, you're not reading. From the beginning to the end. And don't eat of that tree. You got all of these trees you can eat of. Yeah, you think you won't even have time to partake of all. Go eat of all that stuff. But this one now, don't eat of it. Well, well, well. Sort of like us, isn't it?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? And y'all get together in the dining hall and y'all sing together unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. What we do is go eat of the tree that we're told not to eat of. Because I'm here, but I'm not going to sing with y'all. Now, there's an occasion I'm going to say, can I sing today, Pastor Rice? But I'm not going to sing with y'all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm going to worship, but not with y'all. Hallelujah. Now, since we know so much, we don't know how to worship with the saints.
Praise God. Come on, worship.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
come, let us worship.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Let us bow down before the Lord, our God, our Maker.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This is a rebellious people.
Yeah.
Lying children.
Right.
Children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
Right.
Oh, I know.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, just tell me what I'm doing wrong, God.
Amen.
Yeah, just tell me where I'm disobedient, Lord.
Thank you.
And how we do it?
Hallelujah.
Hypocrites.
Yeah, amen.
Hypocrites.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Surely if we knew the will of God, we'd do it, huh? Huh? Would say to the seers, see not. To the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Because this is the prophet, Isaiah. He's saying all day long. He's Yahweh told me to tell y'all. All day long, I stretch forth my hand. He said, we don't want to hear that. Tell us some lies. Prophesy smooth things. Tell us that we're just so good and God can't make it without us. Huh? Well, I'm not going to tell you that. Prophesy not to us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Get out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Huh? Don't come telling me about no matter how I feel I should worship God. No matter what my demeanor, I was raised up and my mother left me on the doorstep. That's why I don't do it. Or I've got some generational curse. That's why I don't do it. I got Jesus. Hallelujah. I got Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Huh? You go to the doctor, he's going to tell you you're sick. Absolutely. You read the scripture. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Healeth all of your diseases. Forgive all your iniquities. Hallelujah. Satisfy your mouth with good things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm. Let's go back to the beginning. God reveals to whomsoever he will. Whatsoever he will. Whensoever he will. So whatever we can know is based upon what God wants us to. No matter where we go. What teacher we sign under. Or what Greek we learn. It all depends upon what he wants us to know. Huh? And when our purpose is to know what he wants us to know, then we know. When we want to know something, just because we want to know it, we know nothing at all. As we ought to know. Now, listen to this. If I tell y'all this simple stuff and you don't believe it, then God knows that you don't want to know. You hear me? You hear me? If you don't want to know that when we sing, you should sing, then you don't want to know any of it. You can be a standing prophet, a sitting prophet, a laying prophet, a lame prophet. If you don't know that, then you don't know nothing at all that you ought to know. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all the truth. Men think that they can find things out by searching them out. Absolutely not. We can receive nothing except to be given from heaven. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Y'all don't understand that?
Oh, yes.
Well, in theory, we do. You understand.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all way withhold no good thing from them that walk upright. He giveth us richly all things. And the problem is not with God giving.
Thank you, Lord.
It's with us receiving. Now, we would receive it, but we don't know what it takes to receive. And even though God tells us what it takes, we still try to receive it some other way. And there's no other way to receive it except how he say we must receive it. Same way there's no other way to be saved except how he say we must be saved. Huh? The rich man have to be saved just like the poor man. The black man just like the white man. Huh?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah? We'll have to give up our riches.
That's right. Oh, yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Lord, help us to take these things in. So, you know, we always think the best of ourselves, don't we? To the point we're not going to say, I don't believe lies and I don't want to hear lies. Well, we better go back and read it. Hey, don't tell us the truth. Prophesy to us smooth things. Speak deceit. Who is that concerned? You. Well, is there any hope for us? Absolutely. Absolutely. You can start like this. Truth, Lord. See? Start like that. Truth, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, see, you know, anytime we refuse God's judgment, then, we don't come into the light. And, God don't say good things about us. You better go back and read it again. But he does say good things about us. Huh? He said, I will be merciful to your unrighteousness. But we have to love mercy. And we think that automatically we love mercy. Automatically or naturally we love lies. And loving lies means you don't love mercy. See? Or you want to do wrong and escape. That's not mercy. That won't even happen. Hallelujah. Every disobedience, yours and mine. Every transgression, yours and mine. Receive a just recompense of reward. God's done right about every transgression, every disobedience. He still do every... Right. So if we neglect this great salvation, how shall we escape?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Of course, we don't have enough English words to explain neglect. You'll have to know by the Spirit. Because when we search out all the dictionaries, we come to the conclusion, I'm not neglecting my salvation.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So I'm not convinced by words that I know neglect means to not give proper care to. That's not me. See? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. The devil's always going to try to get us looking the wrong way. That's called distraction. Absolutely. And it keeps you busy. So you can't do the things you should. And we're easy prey. Huh? We're easy prey. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, maybe we could translate this Bible in a way that is more convenient for us. So I'm sure that's been done. Absolutely. Even with the King James Version, you know, once we get it revised, it's no good. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel. What is he saying? In returning and rest. In returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You would not.
Thank you, Lord.
This is, Yahweh, see, you would not. You would not. Maybe I should preach it differently, huh? Well, Pastor Rice, I don't know if that's the word for this time. It's the word for all time.
Yes, absolutely.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ye would not. You said, no. We'll flee upon horses. Oh, my God. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. Well, well, well. Therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For he is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee. At the voice of thy cry, when he shall hear it, he will answer thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, God has ordained the people to save. Already chosen. Hallelujah. He's given them faith. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We're born of his spirit. Hallelujah. But the things of God are hidden from the natural man. Hallelujah. He's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So if we really want to learn something from God, I'd start by getting on my face. Hallelujah. And get honest before him. You know, you can do that when nobody's looking. So you know, you won't have an excuse.
Amen.
Oh, Neil wasn't praying right, so I was distracted. Well, you get along with Neil. You just ask God to help you.
Amen.
Because we need help for that too.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, because usually we pray like hypocrites.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
You know how hypocrites pray?
Yes.
They just,
yes,
you know, make a lot of noise, say a lot.
Amen.
And they really don't want help from God. Because when God endeavored to help them, he tried to tell them about worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Woo!
Tell them about receiving the truth. See? I suppose we think God is fooled. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you want to know something from God, you get along with him and he gives. Liberally and upbraided not. He know when you're asking though. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. And if you men evil know how to give good gifts, well, he certainly know how to give good gifts. So are we going to say, well, you know, I've prayed to God and, you know, I'm still in my situation. God won't help me. Is that how you say it? Sometimes. Deliver me, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, there's God's desires and our desires. They're not the same. What he'd like to do is give us his desires. However, we'd have to give up our desires. See?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It sounds so simple. Who would not take him up on it? Huh? Hallelujah. Who would not take God up on that offer? Thank you, Lord. I mean, folk serve the devil. He make promises. He's a liar. They still serve him. How about that? That's the nature of man. He loves lies. They're very convenient to your own will. And no man's going to be saved with his own will. You might as well just stop. If that's what you think you're going to get anywhere with God with your will, you won't ever do that. Hallelujah. The statement we're making is, I know better than you, God. That's how it is when you reject my preaching. You say, I know you're preaching, Pastor Rice, but I know better than you. Well, if I speak as a man, I suppose you do. See, but I speak to you as the oracle of God. I minister as God give the ability. Right? I know that pride says, no, Pastor Rice. You don't know what I know. And even though I tell you so you know I know, you still do it. See? That's the circle you're in. And you state, well, you know, if I knew where I was disobedient, Brother Driver. Brother Driver, you know where you're disobedient? Huh? Okay, good. No, stop it. At least he answered right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But we do know where we're disobedient. When we transgress the law of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. There it is again. To receive something from God, we first have to humble ourselves. We'd have to humble ourselves to worship God. Anything in service to God, we have to humble ourselves. I'm thinking of Brother King Hezekiah, who was a great king. He got a good report from the Lord. All of the kings didn't get a good report. No. Ahab. Amon. No. But King Hezekiah. But even in all that God did with Hezekiah, his pride still showed up. Y'all know that? Boy, it is an enemy. What is pride? Well, that's when a man thinks more highly of himself than he ought to. Well, we don't call pride pride because we say, I should think of myself this way. See how pride gets us? Now, we think of our brother this way, and that's not a problem. But then we think of ourselves above, that's problematic. Thank you, Lord. You know the rich man puts himself above the poor. You don't know that? Or you know what the Bible says about us? You say, I'm rich. Huh? What does he say? You're lukewarm. Boy, I preach good. You say, I don't want to join in with the people. I'm rich. He said, you're lukewarm. Hey, don't I preach good? He said, you don't know, you're wretched. You're miserable. You're poor. You're blind and you're naked. Hallelujah. Well, why do you talk about us joining in with singing? Obedience is obedience is obedience. And see, we don't make the distinction. We think just because I say I'm a prophet, I don't have to join in and sing with them. Well, you don't have to. It's disobedience. It's unrighteousness. It stinks in God's nostrils. Huh? That's how I'm going to preach it. By the Holy Ghost. Absolutely. Absolutely. Why would not somebody want to give praise to God? Especially when this is what we come to do. What y'all come to do? Hey, what y'all come to do? I didn't trick anybody. I didn't mislead anybody. Did God mislead you when he brought you here? Did he bring you here to do that? He bring you here to be nonchalant? He bring you here to be rebellious? Huh? Some are not sure, you know. Hallelujah. Why did he bring you here, brother? I don't know what you came to do. Yeah, praise the Lord. I came to give God glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Not in disobedience, though. Not in pride. In submission and obedience. Sure. Hallelujah. I'm obeying God. I'm submitting to God. I'm being an example how you should do it. Well, that part I don't go over that, Pastor Wright. Wait a minute now. Hold on. Gone too far. That's how you do it.
Okay, let me go further.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on him. I woke up this morning with my mind. It was stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the devil don't like me with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, the devil don't like me with my mind stayed on him. The devil don't like me when my mind is stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. With my mind stayed on him. I woke up this morning with my mind. It was stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, God knows that he remembers that we are but dust. You know that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And he knows that we won't get anything done good or right except by what we give, what he gives us. That's just the truth. Well, let me go back and let me say this one again. Thank you, Lord. The scripture presents a continuous contrast between the Creator's goodness and grace and humanity's sin and rebellion. They are proud rebels, trusting themselves rather than God, creating chaos rather than peace. See? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. And the battle is ever going on, you know. My way, God's way. My thoughts, God's thoughts. My will, God's will. And we just don't war good warfare. Hallelujah. Our way is not right. God's way is right. Even though he makes us right, even that's right. However, we'll have to receive his righteousness. Anybody know how we receive God's righteousness? Well, there's something else to go with that. We have to give up our own. Paul puts it very good. Those things that were gained for me, doing whatever I wanted to do, ever how I wanted to do it, I count it loss. For the excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, whom I've suffered the loss. Y'all don't get it? Of all things, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness through the faith of Christ, God's righteousness by faith. Hallelujah. There it is. But how to get to it, it's quite something. We'll just have to believe God. Really? There's some still trying to figure out how they can hold on to stuff and be free in Christ. Well, there's no way to do it. You look at Paul's example. Look at Jesus Christ's example. Y'all know Jesus Christ didn't hold back anything? Y'all Christians? All right now. I'm going to talk to you like that then. And I don't want you holding back when we sing. I want you holding back when we dance. I don't want you holding back. Y'all Christian now. Out of your own mouth, you say, Jesus Christ didn't hold back. He gave everything. And our reasonable service is to present our bodies. See? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. Hallelujah. Now, some of us, when we get afflicted, just shouldn't complain. Because when we're able to do stuff for God, we won't do it. You deserve to be afflicted. You deserve to be broken down and can't move your finger. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The only reason you're not is God is merciful. He's long-suffering. If you were serving me, you'd be like that. You know that? Absolutely. Y'all were serving me and you wouldn't. I just cast you into hell. Yes, I would. I'm so glad that Jesus loved me. Hallelujah. Y'all don't believe that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. He said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it's not him, not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that sheweth mercy. See? Hallelujah. For the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose.
Hallelujah.
I raised thee up that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, he hath mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who have resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, and do it with much long suffering, the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, whom he hath aforetime prepared unto glory. Hallelujah. That he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. Even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he said in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in that place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. I'm going to read it. We don't know what we should pray for as we ought. Hallelujah. We don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. According to his purpose, according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren, Jesus Christ. He's also called the beginning of the creation of God. Yeah, everything is in Christ. Hallelujah. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. If any man, any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God. We want wisdom. We like wisdom. So it says, let us ask of God, who will give, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But if we read on, it say we must ask in faith, believing, not wavering. Because if we do it that way, don't expect to receive. Hallelujah. Now, faith is something God gives you. When you take the faith that he gives you and ask for wisdom, you get it. When you ask him with some other stuff, you know, your own intuition, your own pride, even though we should ask, that's not asking in faith. Again, now, understand what I'm saying, because that's how we miss. We think because we ask God something and it's written in the book that we ask in faith. No. Why did we ask? To perform his will or mine. If we ask in faith, it's not for our will. It's for His will. And usually what we ask God for is not for His will. It's for our will. So it's not in faith. And He don't hear you, even though it's His word. You know, it's His word. But He don't hear you because you don't ask in faith. And you say, well, you know, I've crossed all my T's and I've dotted all my I's in the flesh, in your carnality, just like the hypocrite. I'm telling y'all the truth. That's why God gave us faith, so we can receive the things He gives us. So when we pray in faith, He gives it to us. When we pray for wisdom for our own good, I mean our own will, our own purpose, God don't hear us, and He don't answer us. You can say, give me wisdom all you want to, huh? Except you ask Him in faith, believing. I read it out of the book. That's anything else. Huh? Help me to respond righteously when we worship. Well, I ask Him in faith. He'll give it. Now, we don't all do it, so that lets me know that we're not asking or we're not asking in faith. That's how simple I preach it. Don't tell me you come in here and act like you don't know what to do when God's able to help you. Don't tell me that. Huh? If I can find some help, you can find some help. No? Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So I want you to open up all these mysteries, Lord, you know, when I read the book. Well, only in faith. Only in faith. Faith is a gift from God. Huh? It works righteousness. If you do unrighteous or unrighteously, it's not by faith. And we do it, but not by faith. If we receive from God, it'll be by faith. That's why He gave it to us, so He could give us. Why do we go about trying to seek our own? Anytime we're seeking our own, it's not faith. No matter what we're looking for. I want to be holy. I want knowledge. I want this. Well, if you ask in faith, fine. If not, hallelujah. You want to humble yourself? Ask God. Most men don't want that. So when they ask, God don't hear them. He said, that hypocrite. Y'all don't believe me? I guess I'll find somebody else to preach to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I'm a believer.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything, not only wisdom, but anything. When you don't ask in faith, don't expect to receive. Hallelujah. Now we need to discern then, don't we? Because everything that men do is not of faith. Even men that have faith. And man that have no faith does nothing in faith. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Help me, Lord. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. But who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. John 16, it says, Jesus speaking to his disciples, you know, part of his farewell speech. John 14, 15, 16, things that Jesus told his disciples before. All right. This is John 16, 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Or 1 Corinthians, and our brethren could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes. Huh? I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it. Neither yet are you able to bear. Y'all want me to read on? For you are yet carnal. For where is it? There is among you envying and strife. See? And divisions. Are you not yet carnal and walk as men? We want to convince God that we have all this, but it's not because of our carnality. Well, I don't think we'll convince God of that. Be better if we let him convince us by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Well, in John 16, it says you're not able to bear it. Yet he said, but help me find it, Lord. Give me the, thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Say, but when he, the Spirit of truth, has come. Yeah. He will lead and guide you into all truth. Carnal mind can't receive that. The natural man can't receive that. The one important thing is that lead you. See? Most of us don't learn because we pick up the Bible and we say, this is what I want to know. We go to this scripture, this is what I want to know. If you want to know, you pick up the book and you say, God, show me. That's the only way. That is the only way. You can believe me or not. And that's with everything. That's with this preaching now. You just say, God, let me hear what I need to hear. And you ask in faith, he'll hear you. You ask like a hypocrite, he won't hear you. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. So we do have the Holy Ghost, don't we? So now we're able to, you know. All right, God said so. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, I got to go on. I got to go on in Jesus' name. Colossians, Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Colossians, Ephesians, they're mostly the same. You know that. Like the Bible, it's mostly the same. Hallelujah. It is the same. Here's Colossians 1, first chapter, verse 9. For this cause also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Isn't that good? Or you would, men think, well, I got baptized, I'm already there. I got the Holy Ghost, I'm already there. I go to church on Sunday, I'm already there. See? Well, this tells us that this is something we must grow into. That's the truth. Everybody understand that? The truth is, I got the truth here. If this is it, you don't have it. You understand? If it's something that you can contain in some space, it's not the truth. Like your doctrine. If it's only inside your doctrine, it's not the truth. If it's only about your selfishness, your self-seeking, it's still not the truth. And mostly that's where our stuff is, in our self-seeking. It's not the truth. Even though it's the truth of God, when we put it with our selfishness and our self-seeking for our will and not God's will, we don't have the truth. And that's where some of us stand. It's not that the truth isn't available. We don't like the price. You know, when you read Job 28, it talks about the search for wisdom, the price for wisdom, and the source of wisdom. How about that? Y'all know wisdom have a price? You know it has a source? Where can wisdom be found? What is the price thereof? Hallelujah. What we like to do is take our little wisdom to make God's wisdom wise. You know I'm telling the truth. Hallelujah. But our wisdom is foolishness. When we know that, then we're wise. I mean down in the heart.
That's right,
down in the heart. When you know that your wisdom is foolishness, then you're wise. Huh? Then you're wise. Then you are wise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And of course, God's wisdom to your wisdom is foolish. You know that. I don't see why I should join in with the singing. Huh? I don't even know why he talks like that. See? Well, that's foolish. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Are you trying to call a curse on me? No. No. My prayer is God bless you. And that you be filled with the fullness. Or that you increase in the knowledge of his will. That's how it's written, you know. You might be filled with the knowledge of his will, but in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Otherwise, it's foolishness. Huh? The knowledge of his will in our wisdom. Foolishness. So we do know God's will, don't we? Oh, but how do we know it? If we know it in his wisdom, spiritual understanding, then we might walk worthy of the Lord and do the things that please him. Huh? Absolutely. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. See? Hallelujah. So man, he likes to take knowledge as something that he grabs and put in a bag. That's not the knowledge of God. It won't fit in your bag. No, it won't. It won't even fit in your carnal mind. Absolutely. It won't fit in your selfishness. It won't. No, it won't. It won't fit in your self-seeking. No, it won't. Now, what men like to do is take the things of God and use them for their own selfishness. Huh? Their own personal gain. That's corruption, you know. But that's mostly what men do. Look what he's given us. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, I don't want to sing, but I'll bake a cake. Ah, God ain't going to accept it. Huh? Oh, I could get in a lot of trouble. Hallelujah. Huh? I'll work on the car, but I ain't going to sing. How about it? Huh? I'll go down to the computer room, but I ain't going to sing. How about it? I'll go to the woodpile. I ain't going to sing. We don't do it like that? So no matter how I put it, you all still resist the truth. You're going to throw it back on me. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you just don't want to know that. You want somebody to tell you lies, huh? Hallelujah. Y'all starting in the wrong place. That's why you can't get to the right place. Huh? Just forget about you. Huh? Get your mind on Jesus. Huh? That's the right start. What he wants. What he would have me to do. Are you all trying to tell me that God gives us the Holy Spirit to do nonchalant? Really? Yeah, that's what some tell me. I stand right in front of y'all. Y'all don't mind me speaking honestly, do you? I mean, you sit here, you say, I know God, I'm filled with the Spirit. And then I say, join in with the singing. And you said the Spirit tells you not to do it. I'm not going to debate with you. I'm going to call you a liar, though. Okay? No debate. You're a damn liar. Okay? Huh? That's not what the Spirit said. If you know so much what the Spirit said, get up here and tell us. All right? And if it's what the Spirit said, we'll say amen. And we'll do it. If the Spirit said be nonchalant, we'll do it. Okay? Spirit never told me that. Well, some of us, that's what you're trying to tell me. Or maybe what you do is not nonchalant. No? Y'all know what the opposite of nonchalant?
Yes.
Fervent. Hallelujah. On fire.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, people get on fire for things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got this WBNA. They get excited about that. When they make all of these three-pointers. Brother. Yeah, brother. They dunk the ball. Yeah. They get Barbie dolls made of them. Oh, Angel Reese. They got an Angel Reese Barbie doll. Ain't she something? Huh? She flying high. Hallelujah. But this is not for God. It's not for the service of God. Huh? It's for her own advancement. And people worship her. They worship the other ball players. And they do it better than we worship God. And we're not ashamed.
Hallelujah.
No, they. When you go to those stadiums, they don't need a cattle prod. No. No, no. Come on, y'all. No. They pay money to get there and they get their money's worth. They say, I'm going to scream for my team. Hey, Team Jesus, come on. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have to come to the conclusion. Was it nice to visit that baptism again? Y'all know as many as you that were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Huh? But where's Edward? He dead. Huh? Y'all don't know that? His life is here with Christ and God. This is what the baptism signifies. Yeah, you're dead.
Yes,
buried with him.
Yes, yes.
But also risen with him.
Yes, yes.
Paul talked about attaining unto the resurrection of the dead. Well, that's by death. Men like resurrection, but they don't like what precedes it. They like glory, but they don't like what precedes it. They like honor, but they don't like what precedes that. Huh? Y'all know what precedes honor?
Yes.
Humility.
Hey,
we want honor, but we don't want to get it lawfully. We don't want to get it lawfully. We want to hook and crook God. Huh? Ain't we something? Y'all know where Paul talks about attaining to the resurrection of the dead? He said, not that I've already attained. Hallelujah. He said, but I'm pressing. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. You pressing, Bakia? Well, the reason that this came to mind, I went down to the office and Bakia was looking at it. I said, where'd you get that, Bakia? And then later on, I said, man, we all want to see that. So that's how it came about. But Sister Bakia was looking at it to encourage yourself. Is that right? That's why we looked at it. Y'all going to be encouraged? Don't y'all be stubborn now. Don't be stubborn. Rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. I'm going to find one more scripture. One more scripture. Hallelujah. Don't y'all get upset with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't get upset with me. I'm a man of like passion. If I was an angel, I couldn't tell y'all much. And the angels that kept their first estate can't tell us anything. The angels that didn't can't tell us anything. Huh? No, they can't. We can tell them. Huh? When we repent, they do rejoice. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God, hallelujah, give God the praise, hallelujah,
Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Good to see you, Brother Mike. Hallelujah. Good to see you, Dorothy. Hey, Brother Larry. Praise the Lord, saint. Y'all glad to see me? So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. It's right in order. We'll have to be made conformable unto his death. Then we can attain unto the resurrection. So ye are dead. Ye are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. So what we need to do is stop acting like we're alive. The answer is ye are dead. And your life is hid. All we see is Christ. Hallelujah. Who humbled himself and became obedient, even to the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the thing behind. I reach forth to the things that are before me. I press toward the mark. For the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Here's a jewel here. Of course, the Bible is full of them. Thank you, Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Now, all wisdom comes from the fear of God. Anything else is foolishness, no matter where you get it from, no matter what they prop it up to be. If it doesn't come from the fear of the Lord, it is not real wisdom. It's the foolish stuff. It might be wise to you, but in God's eyesight, it's not. All wisdom comes from the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hallelujah. Now, I spoke yesterday how, you know, there's not many of us here. It's not good to instruct, but we don't know how to be instructed. So since you don't know how to be instructed, you really can't instruct. No matter how well-versed you think you are, how many schools you've been to, how many trades you've learned, if you don't know how to receive instruction, you can't give them. Not in righteousness. Not effectively. Amen. Everybody understand? Now, of course, man's wisdom said, no, that's not so. I know that. I do know that. But God's wisdom say it must be this way. Hallelujah. Must be this way. All of our wisdom, foolishness. 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 Hallelujah. All concern, God is just good. There's no spot in him. There's no fault in him. He's righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. So love worketh no ill to his neighbor. So anything concerning God doesn't work unrighteous. Not faith, not hope, not charity, not humility. You see what I'm saying? Now, the things of men, though, they puff themselves up. They don't work truth and righteousness. They work envy, and strife and division. And men say, this is wise, this is wise. You don't know that. I know that spirit's on that sister. Well, that's not the wisdom of God. That's why it makes for envy and strife and division. This is not the wisdom of God. This is earthly, sensual, deadly.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
You don't have to say amen. It's the truth anyway. But which wisdom do man esteem? Uh-huh. Earthly, sensual, deadly. If it's of God, from God, by God, through God, it's going to be truth, righteousness, peace, and joy. It ain't going to be no envy, no strife. Only thing it's going to separate is darkness. Hallelujah. That's the only separation. Glory, glory. I hear Bakia saying that's right. Oh, how I'm blessed when I hear Bakia say that's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Oh, God. We're stirred up in here this morning, but we'll have to quit. Oh, yeah, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, it is a hid treasure, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. It's just not accessible to everybody and anybody and in any way. It is acceptable to you or accessible to you, but not in your way, only in one way. The God that things God have to give for us, he tells us how to obtain them. Yes, and he gives us what we need. So we have faith so we can receive the thing. But that's the only way we can do it. When we use our wisdom, we're not going to get what God wants to have because our wisdom is foolishness. Then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of the saints. Then shall thou understand. Then shall thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity in every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. Again, that's direct. That's direct. Huh? We don't want to be like the cat. Huh? In God's way so he steps on us. We want to, you know, walk behind. Or at least alongside. And not in front. If we walk with the Lord, that's okay. Not in front. Hallelujah. And make sure you put spiritual understanding to it. Don't lead God to what you want to know. You won't be able to do it. Hallelujah. But God will lead you to what he wants you to know. We're not going to determine what we know. When we know it, no, that's God's determination. God reveals. Huh? To whoever he wants to reveal, whatever he wants to reveal, however he wants. You won't be able to change it. Anything else would take him off of his throne. Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry would say, well, I want to know how God made all the heavens and earth. He did it by wisdom. That's how he did. But you don't know that wisdom, do you? Absolutely not. We ain't created nothing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we did create a mess. Huh? But thanks be to God. Trust in the Lord. Acknowledge him. And he will direct. Most of us are not just, we aren't keen on taking direction. They refuse instruction. They receive not correction. Is this not the scripture? Does it pertain to you though? Okay then. They don't receive. instructions say walk this way. You said no. Instructions say worship this way. You said no. See? Instructions say present yourself this way. No. They receive not. Huh? No correction. Huh? I know how to show up for worship. Take this, God. Hallelujah. I know how to respond to the preaching. I don't need you to tell me, God. I know how to get excited, Brother Driver. Hallelujah. And we know nothing yet as we ought to know. Be not wise in thine own eyes. If we do, we won't fear the Lord. And we won't depart from the evil. Glory to God. And the truth of the matter is, God wants us to have. We seem to be under the delusion that God wants to keep something from us. You know, he wants us, you know, in a sad state or in a bad way. The truth is, he died to give us all. And everything that he has is ours. And we can receive it, but not our way. See what I'm saying? What a deal, huh? You mean we can have all that God has? We're not heirs? Join heirs with Christ? We're not going to mope around all day long, are we? Huh? Come on. Praise the Lord. We're not going to forget about that and start complaining about folk, are we? Hallelujah. All right, all right. Oh, help me, Jesus. Pray for us, brother.
Oh, boy, and it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lift up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and instruments of music and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Hallelujah. Well, Heavenly Father, again, I kept crying out in my spirit. I want to pray always in faith. And I remember the prophet said that most of the prayers that we have prayed have not been heard. And
amen.
So I pray, Father, you help us to perfect prayer and worship. And you are. I understand depravity of man, and I was just proud, arrogant, haughty creatures. But your determination is to save us, Lord. And so I thank you, Lord, that your hands are always stretched out. And even in our rebellion, our stubbornness, oh, God, there's your long-suffering and your mercy and your grace. And so I thank you, Lord, that we can appropriate this day. You give us another opportunity to repent. And certainly we'll need to do this together as a body, Lord. We need every brother, every sister. We won't get through this. We need unity, Lord. So restore the unity, restore the oneness, and restore authority, O God. Help us, O God, to be thankful. You've given us so many things, so many good things, Lord, and we're so undeserving. And so give us the right perspective, all these things, Lord, and that will certainly, I believe, help us in our complaining. And so we bless you. We thank you for sending the prophet. Let us know you're coming a lifetime. And as always say, Lord, we get off the pages and get an application and live more perfectly each day. And surely, oh God, time is running out. So help us to redeem this time, Lord, and not be a stubborn, stiff-necked people. It's written for our learning, Lord. We can't say, oh, those buggers, and not look at ourselves. And so I thank you, Lord, again for your grace. And we are what we are by the grace of God. And bless Pastor Rice. He labors a minister.
Thank you, Lord.
And the saints are listening as well, Lord. And we're coming up again thinking about the Feast of Trumpets, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, again as we prepare for our God to return. So keep us, Lord, in your will, in your way. Make us ready and make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. Yes, the first fall feast, the Feast of Trumpets, began on the evening of September 11th. All right. 11th of September, that's a Friday at evening. So we'll be gathered during that period. Next day is Sabbath anyway. Double Sabbath. How about that? Isn't that all right? Double, double. Who knows what the Lord will do? Brother Mark Vukich and his daughter Mary from Oroville, Ohio, I think, plans to be here. You know, if Satan don't hinder them. You know how he does. But we have power over him. So we're praying that God makes a way for them. Hallelujah. And who else would come? You're welcome. Feast of Trumpets will kick it off. And then after that, Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And then the Feast of Tabernacles, ending up with the last great day, which is in October. So it starts the middle of September 11th, ends the 2nd of October. All right? Who knows what the Lord will do? He's gathered us here. We're his people, and he has good things for us. If we would prepare our hearts. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. So, brother, you stand fast because you've faithfully been and committed thy soul unto the Lord. As you stand fast in that place and calling that he hath given unto you, brother. And so doing, you always, always glorify and honor the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ and encourage us to press on into his kingdom. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha, brother. Maranatha. Stand fast, Pastor Rice. Stand fast, my brother. Amen.